This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, a brand new year. A lot of times people begin to look around, maybe in the past week especially, and think about making changes to their lives and evaluating a lot of different things. We're going to be focusing on that in a number of different ways this week. And we start off with John Deboff, Strategic Partnerships Director for Thrive Umpqua, formerly Blue Zones Project Umpqua. Thanks for coming in.
You betcha. Happy New Year to everybody.
Yeah, and really this is a time when people, especially the last couple of years, look around and go, okay, I got to do something different here, or they get to the end of the year, and it can be in a lot of different areas in life, but it really, wellness really is one that kind of comes to the forefront after the last 20 months.
A lot of people look towards Blue Zones Project as that source, that motivation to renew their well-being, get motivated around well-being, and if you haven't heard, the name has changed to Thrive Umpqua. And so when we say Thrive Umpqua, in essence, we're referring to everything that has happened in the past with Blue Zones Project. The same well-being activities, the same inspiration that we have gained from Blue Zones Project, we're going to be gaining throughout time over the next coming years with Thrive Umpqua. And definitely, we're encouraging folks, as this is a landmark in time, this changing of the year, go ahead, reevaluate, look at the things we've been doing in the past, and get excited about the possibilities of the things we could do in the future.
So since 2017, when Blue Zones came along at some point in the year and started rolling out ideas, you've probably had a lot of people go from being skeptical to going, oh, wait a second, they may have something here.
You know, what we don't know, sometimes we fear. And so it's great to ask questions like you've done, Kyle. I've seen over the past several years the exploration you've gone through. You've been a great proponent for well-being. And we've seen dozens, if not hundreds, of people go through that process. So whether you're a leader in your own right, making changes and supporting people and bettering their health, wonderful. Or if you're someone who's just been curious and is just now thinking, yeah, maybe I should take that step, congratulations to you. Everybody should get some support and recognition for the steps they take.
So give people just a thumbnail sketch of what has led to all of this, maybe sort of on the national level.
There's about 50 communities in the United States that have been participating in these types of projects. 4 years ago, our community set out to do this, to become what is known as a certified Blue Zones Project community. And through COVID last year, Umpqua, our community, this county, Umpqua, has been designated a certified Blue Zones Project community. And so that is what we were shooting for. And what does that mean? It's not just a name. There's a lot that actually comes with that, because in order to get that status of certification, our community would have had to endeavor and succeed in achieving many benchmarks, well-being benchmarks that are measured throughout the community. And we did that. Unfortunately, this giant swooping thing of COVID has been in our lives, and so some of that has been mysteriously hidden, but it's there nonetheless, underlying all of the current crisis and stresses that we're going through right now. So we're looking at the same strategy, the same process, as our community has been doing this for the past 4 years. We're going to continue doing it. And the same medicine works. Well-being works, whether you're happy and wanting to improve, or you're sick and wanting to get better.
And you've got a number of staff and volunteers and other people in the community working on a lot of different elements of this.
It's a collaborative effort. It's nothing that anyone can do on their own. We all have to work together. We see it time and time again in our community. When there's crisis, when there's snowstorms, when there's tragedy, people come together. And it isn't just tragedy that brings people together. It's love. It's support. It's the idea of helping each other. And I think that's one of the things that this project has embodied. One of the things that we've really enjoyed over time is seeing so many people come together to help one another. Organizations, wonderful philanthropic organizations. This wouldn't happen not only without those organizations, but without the hundreds of volunteers that have been endeavoring to make this possible in our area.
One of the things people look at maybe first is their diet. And I know you guys are starting out with a course again in just a few days.
There is a weekly course. It's called the Lifestyle Nutrition Course. It's offered free to the public. Right now it's virtual because of COVID. And you can tune in through Zoom every Thursday starting at 5:30. You have to register. There is information on the various websites. You can go to ucveg.org and register for that. It's a great way to tune up your eating game, learn new recipes, find out the why as to how food affects our health, and get a lot of support from other people who are also interested in the same.
And I know looking at some of the information for that class in particular, and sometimes on the brochures, it'll have information from people that took it in the past and said, you know, I went from here to here, and not just in weight loss, but maybe medical issues that were, subsided or, put in a lot better position.
More than once, I've heard stories from people who have taken the course who have shared with their doctors or their providers about the changes that have been experienced, and they have told me that their providers have literally put their hands up in the air, sometimes danced because of the results. So never discount what lifestyle changes can do. It is a really powerful means to keep us from developing chronic illness.
So what are some of the other things that Thrive Umpqua has coming up this year?
We've got all sorts of exciting projects. We've got a land celebration that's going to be happening. It's a cultural demonstration from the First Indigenous Nation Society. It's on MLK Day, and so it's going to be offering all sorts of perspectives on Native American and Native histories, and it's going to be on MLK Day on January 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Eastwood Elementary School. Look forward to that. I think it'll be a very culturally enriching experience, and there is indeed, a whole list of things that we have going on. It's going to be an exciting year for sure.
Now, for this event, the Umpqua Valley Land Celebration, is that mainly focused on kids at Eastwood, or are there elements to that that are open to other people too?
We're hoping that anyone will actually find this valuable. So any age, any ideology, anywhere you live, this is something that is being offered freely to the community. It's a collaboration with the AmeriCorps United Communities, Thrive, Umpqua, UC Veg, and Eastwood Elementary. And we're hoping it'll be an experience not just in terms of hearing traditional music, but you'll actually hear poetry. There'll be some indigenous-style food, healthy food, and there'll also be a land blessing. So we're excited to see what this looks like in reality.
And going forward, I mean, you really hit a lot of different areas, work with a lot of different organizations, partnerships. Talk about some of those.
Partnerships are really key to having change in the community in a positive direction. And I'm so happy. We have such wonderful collaborations here. I mean, first off, just hats off to yesterday I saw in the newspaper that ADAPT and UCAN and some wonderful organizations and volunteers opened up a warming center just across the street here. And I was really happy to see that. And I think it's really due to these incredible organizations that so much is possible. Same thing with Thrive Umpqua. We're always really fortunate to have so many collaborations with different organizations. So one of the things that's happening right now is we are actually in the process in terms of different policies, in terms of school and built environment, having some exciting projects. So, for example, the Douglas County, we'll say Douglas ESD Safe Routes to School team, is collaborating with us, and we're partnering with them to do a Black History Month and Ruby Bridges Walk to School Day in February. And so this is an opportunity to support children getting more natural movement, walking to school, and learn more about Black History Month, which will be happening at that time.
All right, going to take a break. When we come back, more on Inside Douglas County, the interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246, News Radio 1240, KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming at 1. Peter Greenberg, Eye on Travel, later at 4. On tomorrow's program, Cody Brockelmeyer of the YMCA will talk about the why as we get into the new year. Now, John Demoff is the Strategic Partnerships Director for Thrive Umpqua, formerly Blue Zones. I'm curious exactly what that means. What do you do?
Well, the idea is to look and see how we can customize the support and assistance for not just people, but organizations. So there are so many organizations in our county that have participated over the past 4 years, over 80. And so I'm focused on what can we do for each of those organizations in terms of supporting their staff, their employees, their benefits, the physical environment, their social, all sorts of components that we sometimes we see, sometimes we don't see in environments ranging from hospitals, work sites, manufacturers, restaurants, grocery stores. Really excited to announce that we just hired a new person to focus purely on retail food, so that would be restaurants and grocery stores. So some of my work has gotten a little bit easier, so I don't have to worry about all those places.
So tell us more about that. What you have going on there with that position?
We're expanding. We're actually going to be hiring a school wellness coordinator to focus on well-being at schools. What we just did is hired somebody to focus on well-being at restaurants and grocery stores. So many restaurants have been participating. Some people know if you've ever been into Sherm's, it's hard to pass up that Blue Zones project is quite involved there. And so having that focus to have someone give the attention that's necessary will really help us serve the community much better in terms of how to support healthier options, in terms of how to cater to our customers that are asking for certain options, but maybe the cooks or the staff doesn't know how to prepare it. All of these things are examples of how these positions will support those sectors.
And tell us about who you have doing that.
Well, our retail food lead is Magdi L. Badgery. He has 10 years experience in the health food, retail food distribution, and he is really excited to learn and start applying the principles that he's been learning to our retail food sector. We've actually been working so far with dozens of organizations, but over the past couple of weeks, we have a few new restaurants and grocery stores that are involved, some that maybe people haven't heard of. I'll tell you a small one that's in downtown on Jackson Street. It's called Jackson Street Provisions. It is a relatively new store. I encourage you to stop by. Not only do they have artisan crafted foods, but they also have produce. And that part of town is considered a food desert, not easy to go and walk and find fresh produce. And the farmer who's there, Chad, he's been endeavoring to have more produce, and he hopes to even have more over the coming months. So definitely check out Jackson Street Provisions. And then also, I might have a hard time pronouncing this, but it's called Jing Chinese Cuisine Food Truck. And it serves very authentic, very healthy optioned Chinese food dishes. And that is at Too Shy Brewery every Monday. So both those organizations in the past couple of weeks have been endeavoring alongside all the other organizations that have been doing this for years.
And one of the other areas you've worked in is the whole issue of tobacco use and moving forward and some steps there.
Supporting people around their behavior, their well-being behaviors is a constant struggle, and I think one of the most challenging is the tobacco. It is a choice that people make, but sometimes that choice is a difficult one to stop for people who are interested in that because it is so highly addictive. So what we have is actually some quick kits that are in the Thrive Umpqua office, and that is a collaboration with the Tobacco Policy Committee that these kits were made to have cessation services and resources, and anybody who's interested in the new year making a change in terms of tobacco can stop by our office and pick up one of those kits. You'll get lots of resources and all sorts of support materials in those kits. So we hope that'll be something that people can hear about. Feel free to let your friends and your coworkers know about that. Another way that we're actually supporting work sites and individuals right now is around this phenomenon of stress that seems to be increasing, and so many people are just trying to figure out what can I do. And so we have a number of materials that we're offering freely to Blue Zones project work sites and the public at large. And this is a great time to evaluate that. I'll tell you, these are some simple things we need reminders of. And so see if you could do one of these every day in the new year. Try to make an activity out of this. And these are part of a little kit that anybody can get. Stop by the office or get one at a participating Blue Zones Thrive Umpqua worksite. For one, simplify. Be aware of decision fatigue and cognitive overload. Be realistic. Be compassionate. Be mindful of the quality of your presence. It means so much to others. Laugh. Humor is such a sustaining force. Foster humility and extend grace. Clarify your intentions. How can I refrain from causing harm? How can I contribute meaningfully? These are just a few examples of things that we can try to practice on a daily basis. Here's a few more. Protect your mornings. Go outside. Metabolize all you are experiencing. So another way of saying it is re-regulate your nervous system. Nurture gratitude. What is one thing right now that is going well? Ask yourself this. And of course, sleep. Sleep is so important to cleanse and repair the brain and the body. And right now, after the holidays, with all that good sugary food and partying, detoxing. Detoxing in terms of the impressions we receive through social media and news, and then also the things that we're putting in our mouth.
And, you know, that goes in with, and I'm going to get it wrong probably, it may come to me, dry January. That may not be the right term. But there's a whole realm that I've seen of folks who just kind of, who would normally have a glass or two of wine, but just go, okay, not in January, just to make sure they can kind of regulate and do have control of that.
Yeah, taking control of ourselves and our behaviors and our choices is powerful. It's one thing to have a choice, and I believe we all should have choices, but it's another thing to be in control of them. And sometimes we actually aren't totally in control of our choices. They're being made for us. So I think it's a great exercise to strengthen our capacity to choose and choose what we think is the best for us.
So a lot of things ahead the next year, and I know it's been, like a lot of other areas, probably a bit of a struggle this past year. Because you want to do all these things, and yet you've had to kind of navigate through dealing with, COVID protocols and stuff.
It's been really tough. So much of it has been going on virtually. One of the big things that I've heard from the people and organizations that we've worked with is that they need support just managing more simple things that maybe we hadn't before. So, for example, one of the things that we did during the height of the COVID surges and now is provide healthy snack baskets to participating Blue Zones Project work sites. So what is this? A healthy snack basket is basically fruit and vegetables that can be snacked on very easily, brought in a platter to work sites where they may be too busy, too stressed to be able to supply that for themselves. So all the medical clinics and hospitals had delivered these fruit baskets, and we heard incredibly positive reviews from the emergency room and from various medical facilities that this was a great snack to have as they are so busy and so stressed having something healthy to munch on. So simple things like that sometimes can be very powerful, and we're hoping that in whatever way, you know, you always think, what more can you do? And our team is constantly thinking that, especially in this coming year, what more can we do? But we're really happy to find these really exciting and simple ways to support people as much as possible.
About a minute left on Inside Douglas County. Again, with the classes beginning Thursday, remind people how to get connected with those.
So you can register for the Lifestyle Nutrition Course, a free weekly online nutrition course that every week is 2 hours and goes into a different topic. It's 13 weeks long. You can register for that at ucveg.org, and it is a wonderful opportunity to learn and widen your food horizons.
All right, John Dimoff, again, the Strategic Partnerships Director for Thrive Umpqua, formerly Blue Zones Project Umpqua. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, and Happy New Year, everybody.
12:57 and at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.